Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where we show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. This show is part two of a four-part interview series with the most muscular vegan IFPA pro I have ever met, Tori Washington. In the previous episode, we talked about how he got in shape to be able to place in the top three at his very first bodybuilding competition. And we also talked about his general exercise and nutrition regimen that he used to get so muscular, massive, and cut. Today, in this episode, you're going to learn Tori's vegan meal-by-meal plan that helped him lose weight, cut extra water, bring out his massive muscles, and bring out his amazing six-pack abs. You're also going to learn Tori's cardio training program that he used to get so cut so quickly. You're also going to learn Tori's chest and triceps weight training routine. And if you want to know the backstory behind all of this, check out the previous episode, part one of four. So without further ado, here's Tori. Let's do this way. Let's talk about meal by meal. What did you have for breakfast?
Oatmeal. I would have oatmeal, little raisins in it. Sometimes I'll put some peanut butter in there, some organic natural peanut butter, and okay, mix it in, and that would be it. And I would use almond milk. Other than that, I would just do straight water.
Okay, so that was my breakfast.
Once I got close to the show, I started to realize more. I started to put in, I would eat some scrambled tofu with it.
Okay.
That was my first meal. My second meal would be Ezekiel with tofurkey, broccoli. And that would be that. Then my third meal would be brown rice, tofu, and broccoli.
And how did you have your broccoli? Was it just raw?
I just did my broccoli. I just steamed it.
Just steamed broccoli. Okay.
Yeah. I like it even more so raw, just on a salad, just bam, eat it that way. And then my fifth meal would be pretty much the same as my fourth meal.
What was the fourth meal?
It would just be that. And at the time, I was really drinking a lot of peach and nona juice, so I enjoyed that too.
What was your fourth meal?
It didn't have a lot of sugar, but it was a good superfruit that I could add to my daily regimen.
Back up a second. What was meal four?
Meal four was I'm gonna start again just to make sure. First meal is oatmeal, a little peanut butter, some raisins. Second meal would be Ezekiel bread, tofurkey, and broccoli. The third meal would be tofu, broccoli, and brown rice. And the fourth meal would be about the same. The last meal of the day, I would usually just have tofu with some almonds.
All right, and then the tofu, how much did you eat? Like a whole block?
Yeah.
Tofu and almonds. Okay, got it. All right, I'm writing this all down. Okay, so and with the Ezekiel bread, so let's go back. I want to talk about the meal too, Ezekiel, tofurkey, broccoli. So was that the sandwich you were talking about? So two pieces of Ezekiel bread, tofurkey deli slices. What would you eat, an entire pack of tofurkey deli slices or just a couple slices?
No, probably like three or four.
Three or four. And
three or four
the broccoli, the steamed broccoli, that was just on the side?
Yes.
How much steamed broccoli would you eat at a time?
Probably a cup or more.
About a cup or more? Not that much. And then with the brown rice, how much brown rice would you eat?
Cup.
Just a cup? Cup cooked or uncooked?
Cup cooked.
Cup cooked. All right. Great. All right. So it doesn't even sound like it's that much food.
Yes. And that's the thing. That was in the beginning. Me just basically following the directions.
Oh, by the way. Okay. And you mentioned something you drank all the time. What was that?
Water.
Oh, water. No, there was one more thing you said that you drank when you were talking about
Peach and noni juice. I would drink a shot in the morning and a shot after the gym.
What was it called? What kind of juice?
Tahitian noni juice.
Noni juice. I haven't tried that yet. Tahitian. Yeah, so you just rattle that off your tongue like, you know, we all drank Tahitian noni juice. Like, oh, yeah, of course. Let me just go down to my vending machine and get myself a can of Tahitian noni juice. No, it's N-O-N-I. Is that how you spell it?
Yes, N-O-N-I.
N-O-N-I. So that's just something. What is that stuff?
It is a superfood or superfruit. It's an exotic superfruit, basically from the islands of Tahiti, but they do have it in Jamaica as well.
Okay.
It has known to have a lot of basically healing properties, basically help with your immune system, help with energy, and recovery. And so that's what I basically took it for energy and recovery after, basically for training.
Interesting. And how much of that would you drink a day?
Probably about 4 ounces or more.
Just 4 ounces? Oh, okay, so just a little bit. So a little shot of that.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. Okay, so this is what you did the when you prepared for the first contest that you ever competed in. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on, right on. And was this a lot different than your previous diet before you started competing?
Yeah, because I used to, being that I was a bachelor, you know, living by myself, vegan, didn't really do much research. I used to eat a lot of peanut butter. Peanut butter and Ezekiel bread, one of my favorites, with some bananas on it. So, you know, peanut butter is good for you, but not in the excess that I ate it. I wouldn't have done well on that show.
Well, you got pretty ripped up, like shredded, on this diet that you just mentioned right here, this meal plan.
Yes.
And how long did you go on this?
That was from what, November? Once I got towards, because the show was April, once I got to about February and March, I started just doing, he didn't know much about Ezekiel bread, so since he didn't know, he basically was like, yeah, no more Ezekiel, no more bread.
Okay.
I was like, okay. So I stopped the bread, and I just kept doing the sweet potato and the broccoli. I mean, excuse me, sweet potato and the brown rice. And he was kind of wondering why I did brown rice, but I knew brown rice had more nutritional value. But of course, white rice is okay, you know, because it's a faster, it's not a complex carbohydrate where it breaks down quicker. I didn't really know about the benefits of it until later on. But anyways, I did just those two carb sources, and then I would just bake my tofu real hard, and I wouldn't put anything in it. I would just basically straight cayenne, and then I would do a little seitan every now and then. But Tom, most of mine was strictly tofu. I think a lot of people find that interesting. They're like, you just did tofu? That's all I did.
How did you
tofu,
eat your tofu?
Broccoli. I ate it any way I could. I could just take it and heat it up, or I would take it and put it in a pan and just kind of just, you know, like almost like sauteing it. No olive oil or whatever, and I would just spice it with a lot of cayenne. I love spicy food. I think that's Jamaican heritage in me, is that I love to eat anything spicy. I look for the spiciest thing I can in order to make my food.
All right, we got to talk about some tofu recipes, because you know I remember when I built my muscle mass on a vegan diet, I was getting it mostly from tofu, my protein. I'd say more than half my protein was coming from tofu, but I was just eating it straight out of the container. So it would come in a giant block, and I would just rip the plastic open, pour some soy sauce and some yeast on top, and eat it like that. But after a couple of weeks, I got so sick of eating this tofu. But I had to eat it. But I still love tofu, but I couldn't stand eating it that way anymore. But I force-fed myself to keep doing it, and it sounds like you figured out a way to make it taste good. You lasted longer than I did. I mean, you were eating tofu for more than 4 months, and you're eating it for virtually all of your meals for your protein source. That's pretty amazing.
Right.
I want to get some recipes from you and how you prepare it, because I was about to go crazy eating it the way that I did. So
yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, great. So all right, so now you're a couple weeks out from your contest, your trainer says, okay, get rid of the Ezekiel bread and what else?
And tofurkey.
Okay, so no tofurkey, no Ezekiel bread. So now you're just left with oatmeal, nuts, raisins, peanut butter, broccoli, That's all you eat. Meal two is just broccoli, and then tofu, broccoli, brown. Are you? And then tofu, broccoli, brown rice. That was okay.
Yeah, so basically now moves into where I'm doing tofu pretty much every meal.
Okay.
Every meal had tofu in it, but I had a different carb source or a different cruciferous source, as you want to call it, broccoli. Or, but I stuck with broccoli because that's what he stuck with. So he told me, basically a lot of broccoli and sometimes romaine lettuce because I would have salad. But I didn't do anything. Of course, I had oatmeal in the morning, but I had oatmeal with no peanut butter. I had oatmeal with no raisins, just oatmeal and water. I got to the point where I was actually, it tasted good to me. I put oatmeal, water, and some cinnamon, and that was it.
Wow. Okay, so you got rid of the raisins, nuts, and peanut butter. So it's just plain oatmeal. All right. And how much oatmeal?
I would do about a cup. Then as I get closer, I would cut it down to a third of a cup, because he wanted me to cut my carbs as I got really close to the show.
Now, is this was this
And,
a cup measured before you poured water in it, or is this after it's been
yeah,
cooked and
yeah. A cup before I pour water in it.
Okay. Oh, that's actually a decent amount of oatmeal. Once, because what that turns into like 2.5 cups once you cook it with the water, right?
Right. Right.
All right. So yeah. So you're pretty full after that oatmeal meal. Okay. So first thing in the morning, breakfast was just carbohydrates, just oatmeal, nothing
Right.
else.
Pretty much. Because,
Interesting.
protein, I mean, oatmeal has what, like 5 grams? 5 grams of protein? Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to eat like a a freaking garbage can size container to get that much protein out of it, but no, I'm kidding. Yeah. Well, there's a little bit, I think, according to the back of the nutrition label. But I mean, still,
So
I.
yeah,
So you're eating
then
oatmeal.
like I close the oatmeal, and then I would put sometimes I would eat tofu with it. If I had some made up that I was that I prepared from the night before, if I had some baked tofu left over, I would eat a slice or two of tofu with my oatmeal in the morning.
Okay, so tofu oatmeal, and then the second meal where you used to have an Ezekiel tofurkey sandwich with broccoli, what did that get replaced with?
That was just tofu and broccoli.
Tofu
Tofu,
and broccoli.
broccoli, and either sweet potato or brown rice.
Okay, and then meal three, same thing.
Yeah, pretty much. One, and
Meal.
then, of course, the carb source that I would change would be the same.
All right, so meal three, meal four, you just repeat that meal.
Right. All the way through. And then at night, I wouldn't have any carbs. It was the last meal before I went to bed would be just straight protein and
Just
vegetables.
tofu? So it'd be just tofu and broccoli?
Right.
Right on. And that got you super ripped. So you're just doing your gallon of water on top of it. So okay. So for the pre-competition, you just got rid of the bread, the nuts, sorry, yeah, the bread, the raisins, the peanut butter. Did you still do almonds at night for meal five? Tofu and almonds?
No, I stopped the almonds too. He told me stop all nuts.
So you got rid of all the nuts. Wow. Pretty cool, and that got you ripped. And how long did you do that for?
That was what, 2008 November to April 2009.
Yeah, no, I mean the
That was
pre-competition.
what? Oh, pre-com. What is it like? I did that for like 5, 6 weeks.
5, 6 weeks? Wow.
Yeah.
Sure doesn't sound appetizing, but I guess what you're saying is you get used to it.
Yeah.
I guess what you're saying is you get used to it, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about
And
your
I guess
training.
I'm a creature of habit, so once I got into the habit, it didn't bother me.
All right. All right. Cool. Well, I guess that's what it takes. You got to go through the motions, and I think what you're saying is it gets better. So for those of you who are starting out and you're looking at that going, "Oh my God, there is no frickin' way I'm going to do that." I guess you don't know until you've done it. And you might surprise yourself. So let's talk about your training. Let's talk about how you worked out every week to achieve this physique.
Yeah, so the training went is I basically because he lives in Atlanta, so I couldn't really go to him and work out with him. I did maybe once or twice. Mainly, I would go to him on the weekends just for posing. But I was basically I just trained more intensely. I didn't know what was at the time. I had already had surgery. I had was thinking about what body part I need to work out the most. But what I did is I basically just tackled everything pretty hard. I worked out 5 days a week, pretty much about an hour. And because I didn't know my physique that well, he started me doing cardio 3 times a week. And then eventually he put me on cardio twice a day. In the last 4 weeks, the last 6 weeks, I was doing cardio in the morning and cardio in the afternoon.
How long?
And 35 minutes.
35 minutes. So you do two 35-minute cardio sessions.
My workout was in the afternoon. So I would work out, then get on the treadmill and just walk 6.5 miles an hour. I mean, 6.5-degree incline from 3.5 miles an hour.
Okay, so 6.5 incline, 3.5 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. All right, well, that should create a steady burn in the legs.
Mm. Did it ever. You know, at first I wasn't used to that because I'm a sprinter. So all that long distance stuff, they told me to do that for 35 minutes. So I was like, it was hard in the beginning. But once I got the hang of it, it wasn't that bad. It was easy to do, but I did notice my cardio pickup, my cardiovascular system pickup. So I did that, working out, going to him every other weekend. And that last week before the show, he didn't tell me, but I think I worked out that Sunday on legs. And from what I've learned now, you shouldn't even train legs at least 2 weeks out before a show because of the separation that and the detail that's added to it. Because when you train the legs swell just like everything else, but then they hide detail. The difference is when we're backstage pumping up for a show, you pump up your chest, you work out with your biceps and your back and your shoulders, and everything else gets trained, but the legs, you don't touch them.
Hmm. I've heard that before. I've heard that. You want to stay off your legs a couple of days, I guess in your case, a couple of weeks before the show, because if you work them out, then you will draw inflammation and swelling into those muscles, and it'll just make them look soft. It won't make them look hard and defined. It'll just make them look big and soft.
Exactly.
Or it's not soft, but smooth. It makes them look smooth, and you don't want smooth. You want that veined out appearance. You want it to look like a freaking road map on your legs, right?
Yes. You want to see every single muscle and every detail in the muscle if you have it there, based on your condition level.
When you were doing your two-a-day cardios, was that still 3 days a week?
No, actually, that was every day.
7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. Well, sorry. Every day other than the weekend. So it was Monday through Friday. So 5 days.
Okay. So you're doing two cardio sessions a day, 5 days a week, a couple weeks leading up until to your competition. So that's 70 minutes of cardio, doing that 6.5 incline, 3.5 miles per hour. Now, on top of that, you also did weight training?
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about your weight training routine. How did you break it down? Did you just do one body part a week, or did you do it more than once a week, or how was that structured?
What I did was basically, let's say Monday, I would switch it up a little bit just to kind of give the muscle an opportunity not to adapt so quickly. But I would do, say, chest and try 1 week, one day, and then the next day it would be back and by. The next day it would be shoulders and legs. And then I would follow up with the next 2 days with whoever comes next. So it would either be chest and try and then back and by. So legs and shoulders normally got hit by themselves, not by themselves, but once a week. And sometimes I would put shoulders in with chest, shoulders, and try, or just chest and shoulders, or chest and back. And did arms and shoulders by themselves and then legs. And then I would start over whoever got hit on Thursday and Friday. And then legs normally, I think because I didn't like legs at the time, Tom, as I only did legs once a week.
Okay, so legs didn't make it in as often as the other ones. And then what about your ab work? Did you do any ab work?
I did ab work. I did ab every day. Basically, what I would do is in between sets, I would do abs.
Dang.
So okay. If I did a set of, let's say, 15 reps on the bench press, I would do abs, and then I'd do another set. So that's how I did my abs.
All right.
I would do planks. I would do side planks. I would do hanging leg raises. And I would do V-ups off the edge of a bench. Those are pretty much my go-to ab exercises. And then I started incorporating, as we get closer to the show, adding weight to my abdominals. I never really did that because I was always concerned about making my waist look blocky and thick. And I didn't want that. So I just wanted it to be streamlined so that you can see abdominals. So that was my breakup routine.
So show me your chest and tricep routine. Let's go through the exercises and reps and sets.
Yeah, so I would always, pretty much, let's say I did chest, I stuck with the basics. So I did bench press. I would do 5 sets of 8 to 10 reps and basically doing a pyramid, starting off low weight, high reps. Go all the way up to a heavier weight and then lower reps. So I would go down to about 8 reps.
So now, when you say high reps,
inexperience comes in. Let's say the first set I would do 10 reps. The next set would be 8. The next rep set would be 6, and that would be it. And then I'll make sure the next 2 sets I could do 6. I didn't go under 6. Also, I didn't really go above 10. But in my studies, I didn't really truly understand how the muscle worked effectively. That's the inexperience of my training. I didn't understand how to effectively train the muscle and hit every single fiber. So that would be flat bench. Then I would move on to incline.
Hold on, let's back up. So originally, hold on 1 sec, Tori. So at first you said you did 5 sets of 8 to 10, but then what you said was you were doing 5 sets of 6 to 10.
Right. Yeah, I had to change that 6 times.
Oh, okay. So it's 6 to 10. Okay, so you pyramided. So you started at 10 reps, and then you basically worked your way down quickly to 6 reps with as much weight as possible.
Right.
Okay, I follow you. All right. After the bench press,
then I would move on to incline. And with incline, I would start out. I would do 3 sets of incline. So basically, it'd be 6 to 8 again, 6 to 10 again. But I would do 10, 8, 6.
Okay, 10, 8, 6, got it.
Then I would do decline. And decline, I would do the same thing. I would do 3 sets, 10, 8, 6. And then I would do dips. I did a lot of that because I just wanted to increase the mass on my chest. And from what I heard is you need to do the mass builders. And those are all the mass builders. Little to find out now that they're called compound exercises, where they are known to build more mass, but it's what you do with them. So, man, I've learned so much since then. Well, anyways, moving on from there, I would go to triceps. And triceps, I used to love doing the close bench presses.
Well, so you said, you left off at dips. So was it another 3 sets?
Yeah, 3 sets of 8, 10, 8, 6.
Okay, so you get all the way down to 6. Now, are you using weight with your dips, or is it just pure body weight?
Yes. Using weight. I would put on a belt around me and add weight to it.
Weighted dips.
At that time, didn't know how to push my strength, but I was probably putting on there 25 pounds on top of my weight at the time.
Awesome. Okay, now you're moving on to triceps.
Go ahead.
Now you're moving on to triceps after the dips.
Right. Then triceps I would do close grip bench presses where my hands are almost not together, but closer than shoulder length, shoulder width.
About 10 inches
apart.
And I
would do about 10 reps and with about 135 pounds forever. And then I would put on weight and do 8, and then put on weight and do 6. And so I pretty much stayed in the 3 range. The only time I ever went up to a set was usually in bench press, because I was at the time thinking that that's the exercise you want to concentrate the most on. And so after close grip bench press, I would go on to a modified skull crusher. Instead of it coming to my forehead, I would angle my arms more behind me, so where the barbell, the easy curl barbell, was coming almost behind my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll push it at an angle. And I would do three sets. Basically, with that, though, I wanted to keep it between 8 and 10. So if I could get 8 to 10 reps for the next three sets is what I did there.
All right. Cool.
And then I did overhead one-arm dumbbell press, one-arm dumbbell extensions for, you know, triceps, basically one arm at a time. And I would do three sets of, with that I did 10-8-6. I did 10-8-6 there.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be pretty much, sometimes, every now and then I would throw in the tricep push down, and I would do three sets of 10 on that one.
Three sets of 10 of those. Okay, wow. Very cool, man. Okay, so you really stuck with the free weights on this one.
Yes, yes. I didn't really like machines at all. Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, most of the time he used free weights. I think the only time he really used machines is when he did cable crossovers. And I didn't even really do those.
How much rest are you getting in between the sets?
I was rested about a minute and a half.
Oh my God. So 1 minute to a minute and a half, and then you're throwing on more weight and busting out another set.
Right.
Wow. And then you said before you would throw in some abs in between sets too?
I always get abs in between.
Okay. So in this workout that you just described, where would some of your ab work fit into this?
Oh, I did ab work in between every set, so I did a lot of abs. So, of course, throughout the entire workout, maybe sometimes I skipped it, but I love doing abs, and I wanted to keep abs there, so I would just do them.
All right, so let's get some details. What exercises would you see yourself doing when you're doing the chest and tricep routine?
Because I'm on a bench already, I would move in just to the end of the bench and do V-ups. Do about 15 to 20 reps.
And how many sets of V-ups?
Just one.
Oh, okay. So V-ups...
It'll be between each set. So
15 to 20...
Between each set, so it'll be about 3-4 sets.
Yeah, 4 sets. For the bench press, right. You're doing 5 sets of bench press, so that's 4 sets that you could fit in between each one.
Right.
Okay, that's cool. All right, and then what else? What other ab exercises would you do during this routine?
Which one now?
Well, wait, hold on. No, now I've got a question for you then. Wait, so if you're giving yourself a minute to a minute and a half of rest in between, are you saying that you do a set of bench presses, immediately do your V-ups? I mean, because that might take a full minute right there, doing the V-ups.
Not really. I only did 20 reps.
So you do 20 reps.
It might take a minute, you're right, but then I would just go right on to it. I didn't like to sit there and rest for too long.
Okay.
Because I looked at it as cardio. I looked at working out as cardio also.
Oh, God. So you were recovered.
Pump going.
So you could do that. You're able to do a set of really heavy bench presses, and without even taking a break, go right into V-ups, and then go right back to another set of bench press.
You're right.
Wow. Okay, man, you got some endurance. Holy cow. Well, I guess freaking doing 2 cardio sessions a day will do it. Okay, and then what other ab exercises would you do during that workout?
If I'm over there but near the cables, I would get on the hanging bar and do hanging leg raises. And I would probably do 10 to 20, depending on how I'm feeling.
All right, 10 to 20. So that's what, when you're doing your like your tricep pushdowns?
Yes.
So you do like what, 2 sets of those because you're doing 3 sets of tricep pushdowns?
Right, right.
All right, cool. And then what else?
The other thing I like to do was they call planks.
Yep.
I love planks. I would sit there and hold it for 30 seconds to 60 seconds, and then I would get up and go do my next set.
Planks. Okay, so you were doing like 4 sets of V-ups, 2 to 3 sets of planks, and 2 to 3 sets of hanging leg raises just about every single day that you worked out.
Yes.
5 days a week. Okay. All right. So that's how you built up your abs. That's pretty That's pretty cool. That's impressive too that you're able to fit all of that in a 1 hour workout. So when you did each set, let's look at your bench press. What was your movement speed like? I mean, did you do anything? Did you concentrate on how fast or slow you were moving the bar up and down?
Not at all. I think what I concentrated more on was form. I wanted to make sure that I really didn't like to see those guys that just drop it down and bounce it off the chest and go up. Drop it down and bounce off the chest and go up. I didn't like that. I didn't think that was doing anything. So I guess you can say I was concentrating on slowly bringing it down and slowly bringing it up. Sometimes I would go up fast just to think of, because then I started reading more about you wanted to push it off your chest hard and but bring it down slow to get that negative. But I was so concerned about form and doing it right. Form to me was the most important than just the weight.
And how do you define form? Like getting your hand position right and elbows and just
Yes.
not throwing
And I
your
would
hips
make
into it
sure
or anything?
I remember reading in the past that it should be just above your like an inch or 2 inches to 3 inches above your chest, and then you go back up, keeping that almost keeping a 90-degree angle between your forearm and the bicep.
Wide elbows.
Yes, wide elbows.
Okay. So good biomechanics.
Yes, that was very important to me, and
All
it
right.
still is.
Cool. Was that the basic setup for nearly all of your workouts? Back and bys, shoulders and legs, just changed the exercises, but pretty much kept the sets and the reps the same, like the way you've just described it now. Okay, and we're going to wrap it up right there. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this so far. This is only part two of a four-part interview series. Stay tuned for the next one. You're going to learn Tori's strategy for getting extra cut and lean several weeks before his competition. You're going to learn his favorite vegan protein source for getting cut and jacked, his exact back and biceps routine, including exercises, sets, and reps, his shoulders and legs routine, and how he got so muscular. And since going vegan, is now the strongest he's ever been. Don't miss that. And if you haven't already, make sure you go to veganmusclebook.com and download your free copy of our vegan muscle building ebook and learn my strategies for how I gained 7.25 pounds of muscle in just 28 days on a 100% vegan diet and continue to gain even more muscle today. Also, if you've enjoyed this episode and the other episodes and you feel that we deserve a 5-star rating, please review us and rate us on iTunes or the podcast section of iTunes. It is so helpful for us when our fans do that, and we read all the reviews and we so appreciate it because it's one of the biggest factors that help us get ranked higher. So more folks that are looking to transform their body on a vegan diet for what any reason that they have, ethical or health reasons, whatever it might be, that they're able to find us easier. So I so appreciate that if you could do that for us. Also, connect with us. Go to our Facebook fan page, go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Leave a comment about this episode. You'll find a post up there on that. Also, go to our blog, veganbodyrevolution.com, and leave a comment there. We'd love to hear from you. And if you need anything at all, if you feel that there's any way that I can help you out, or if you want to talk about your fitness goals on a vegan diet, please don't hesitate for a second to send me an email at tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. So that's all for now. Stay tuned for the next episode. Again, this is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.